The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. Today I speak to Mr. Sai Krishnan Ranganathan, founder and CEO Center Flow, about his program which enables hotels to practice sustainability in a more efficient fashion. Sai, welcome to the show. Now, within the hotel industry, there is so much that you could do in the name of sustainability. What aspect of it are you helping the hotel industry with?
Thank you for having me on the show. So with hotels, what we're doing right now is we're focusing on demand reduction. Mm-hmm. So we're focusing on how we can reduce the energy consumption, right, which is focused on the kilowatt hours. And so that's what we're doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. But what we're also seeing, based on the data that we're collecting, based on our conversations with customers, they also want to see how they can improve their supply, how to optimize that. So basically reducing the dollar per kilowatt hour.
Right.
And we're doing that through, one, developing our own products that help that, but also partnering with other people in this space who can help do that.
Okay, my understanding with a hotel is it does use a lot of energy because you're basically, for example, air conditioning an entire building. And then there's heating of water, there's cooking, there's all kinds of other things that's just going to be drawing on that power that you're talking about. So you want to reduce use and optimize
the supply.
The supply. I see. Okay. And that makes perfect sense because at the end of the day, they have a smaller carbon footprint and they save money.
Exactly. And so this is sort of what we say to customers, that actually sustainability can be profitable. Mm-hmm. And the way we do it as well is quite interesting because one of the things that we stick to is a zero upfront cost model, where we actually go to the hotels and tell them, you do not need to pay anything up front. Mm-hmm. We will come give you the solution that's going to save you a considerable amount of money every month. And we are charging you an amount that's less than that amount of savings. So you're actually making your money back on the solution by doing the right thing from day one.
Which is music to a CFO's ears.
Indeed.
All right. Now, I'm going to assume, taking a step back, that if you're in a business like this, if you are interested or passionate about a business like this, you have personal perspectives about climate change, about wanting to make a better world, you know, pull back that carbon footprint that we're all so guilty of. Is that why you are in Center Flow?
So the short answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And the way I think about it, and my co-founder Max as well thinks about it, is, you know, we have a responsibility to do something about the problem. And so for Max and myself, we are both technologists. Mm-hmm. And this was one way where, you know, we saw that, A, we could build a really strong business with very good unit economics, high profit margins and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we can do some good. And so this is how, when we got together on this program called Entrepreneur First, which is based out of here in Singapore and in the UK and, well, many places now globally, what we realized is that, you know, we come from that similar sort of thinking, mm-hmm, and that, you know, the things that we've been working on the last like 5-10 years,
sure,
those are things we can actually use to build one, an amazing business, but also help these other businesses to help take collective action, to actually use our solution to reduce their carbon footprint, to improve their profitability. And so this is how we started the business.
Okay, so do hotels use too much energy?
Absolutely. If you look at the tourism and hospitality sector, they account for 10% of all CO2 emissions globally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a really huge amount. And if you look at, you know, is there any room for optimization? One of the studies that we sort of recently went through shows that there's an optimization level of up to 30 to 40%. Like, there's potential to save 30, 40% of energy
use. That was my next question.
I'm glad I jumped the gun there. And so what we sort of realized is that, you know, the industry, it's lacking the technology to make it easy to, you know, achieve those savings.
Right.
And so this is where, you know, we saw an opportunity, right? Like, it was very easy for us to build a solution that is retrofitted within like 5 minutes mm-hmm. in a typical hotel room. And after that, you're basically reducing consumption that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Right.
So taking hotels as an example, you have guests who, you know, constantly leave the rooms on super low temperatures. They're out for maybe 12, 14 hours a day, sightseeing. And
they leave the lights on.
Exactly, the air conditioning on, which is even worse because that's like 70% of your total
sure.
energy costs.
Okay, I won't say that I'm guilty of that all the time, but at a beach resort, maybe I am a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, everybody is. And so this is the thing with, you know, the difference between collective action and individual action, right? Like, as an individual, yes, I do my part. Like, I eat less meat. Mm-hmm. I try to sort of, like, do beach cleanups and all that. Actually, SensorFlow had a whole team event the other day on Friday where we cleaned up Changi Beach.
Right.
And so that's great. But what I see as being more powerful is, as a company, if you can enable other businesses to take collective action, then you're able to move, you're able to have that multiple effect, right? And mm-hmm. so this is why we sort of started targeting businesses versus individuals. Like, as a business, mm-hmm. if you make an action, you make a change, that can have 100,000x multiple just because of the size of the organization.
Sure.
And so, yeah.
We're speaking to Mr. Sai Krishnan Raghunathan, founder and CEO of SensorFlow, about his program which enables hotels to practice sustainability. Now, the sustainability we're talking about is within their use of energy. What has the take-up been with the hotels? How do the hotels feel about this as you go in and pitch it to them?
So, honestly, hotels love it. And sometimes to the point
because
where...
they're saving money.
Yeah, and making their lives a bit easier,
okay.
right? And so, funnily, one of the conversations that we had very early on was like, people would come up to us and be like, hey, this sounds too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're telling me I don't need to pay anything up front.
Mm-hmm.
I save energy. You're helping me achieve my KPIs. And I'm paying you an amount that's, you know, considerably less than what you're helping me do here. And so we had to explain that, you know, like, technology plays a huge role in that. Like, the kind of things that we worked on, that we built, have helped reduce those costs, helped make it easy to install it to the point where we can afford this business model, and that there are VCs and other angel investors who are willing to back us to show that this business model can scale.
Mm-hmm.
And so hotels finally, when they got around to seeing that, they got around to seeing the performance, seeing the savings on a real-time, or rather real-world basis,
mm-hmm.
then you started seeing that attitude change. Because now you have credibility. Now you're able to show that you're able to save that amount of dollars per month, and then you're able to charge them that amount. And they can see that affect their KPIs directly. Because every hotel right now, one of their top three KPIs is sustainability, mm-hmm. energy savings, and then you have things like staff productivity, which I can also talk about a little bit later.
Okay. Now, I'm going to assume, because you brought up the issue of scalability, whether you use it on one property or an entire chain of properties globally, it works across the chain, right?
Exactly. So what we've done is we've designed the product and the unit economics to be on a per room basis. So what this means is, one, it does not matter how big your hotel is.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a 60-room hotel, you can be a 6,000-room hotel,
mm-hmm.
and it's all the same to us. Second is, it actually has a really strong effect when you're a portfolio of hotels, like when you have a chain, like, for example, a car.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it means is that on a regional level, on even a global level, I'm able to use and leverage the same product and the data to achieve my KPIs, to achieve my sustainability metrics.
That's everybody's sustainability dream come true.
Indeed.
And scalable dream come true as well.
Indeed.
All right. You guys are onto something.
I certainly hope so.
Now, let's talk about challenges. Nothing comes without some challenges. What were the challenges that you faced as you were, you know, pursuing this, starting out, trying to bang down some of those doors and convince some of those early hotels to pick you up?
So I think the first one was, you know, as a startup, you need some credibility.
Sure.
And so I think it goes down to picking our early customers right. And so one of the big sort of proponents of sustainability in the space is actually Alila, which is now being owned by Hyatt Group of Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alila took a chance on us and tried out our product, and they could see that we were saving them a considerable amount of money. And so that gave us a basis to then go to other hotels and say that, you know, this actually works, that mm-hmm. these brands are using it, these are big brands. The second was breaking this sort of notion in industry that solutions like these cost a lot of money mm-hmm. because they were used to these sort of like high upfront cost model with a lot of maintenance. And so we had to go in and tell them that you don't need to do that.
Right.
We'll give you this, use it, you will see the value, and then you pay us on said value. And the third was, you know, getting around that mindset that, hey, it's too good to be true. And so that came with a lot of sort of commercial thinking where we designed the product and the sort of legals around it to ensure that customers actually get to try this with zero upfront cost, literally, mm-hmm. and only then, you know, commit to a long-term contract once they've seen that effect, that value. So these were some of the challenges that we faced early on.
And clearly you've overcome them.
Yes, we've grown quite a bit. So we were about 100 and something rooms in Q1 this year. Mm-hmm. And we've grown to now over 7,500 rooms across 7 markets in Southeast Asia.
7 markets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's world domination for you in the next 3 years?
Well, I'm thinking next 2, but...
Pardon my conservative estimates. I love it when a man has ambitions. We are speaking to Saikrishnan Ranganathan, founder and CEO of SensorFlow. Now, one of the things that hotels are particularly sensitive about is any kind of disruption to their guests. Are there any?
So this is one of the things where we actually help them avoid bad guest outcomes or reviews. Mm-hmm. So if you look at guest reviews, it's a major part of any hotel sort of KPI. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the number one complaint from guests, it's actually that rooms are too hot or cold. And
right.
That's because these air conditioning systems, they tend to malfunction.
Sure.
The maintenance cycle might not sync with the usage. Mm-hmm. And so what we are doing is using the data that we have to help these hotels understand when they need to service rooms so that they do not have a guest complaint, that they can avoid that guest complaint. And so it's actually working in reverse because we use that data to help do predictive maintenance so that the engineers fix problems before they happen. And so what we will see going forward with the solution is that there's a reduction in guest complaints,
right.
Especially from rooms that are hot, cold, or humid, or moldy. All those issues will be things of the past.
Okay, so let's talk about you and your partner have huge plans. Where else can these data insights that you're garnering be used in the name of sustainability?
So I think beyond just, you know, sort of savings, I think one of the biggest things we can actually do is help the staff, the hotel staff, like housekeepers mm-hmm. and your, you know, the engineering staff, even
right.
the GM, to use the data to understand what they need to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at housekeeping staff, they spend a considerable amount of time going to rooms that actually have guests in them. And so we actually use our occupancy sensor data to let them know that there are certain rooms that are occupied, that mm-hmm. They don't need to go there, that they can actually service that later. There's also easy ways that you can get the guests to input information, whether they actually want their room turned over or not, whether they want to replace sheets or not. Like, there are hotels doing this using sort of manual methods, but mm-hmm. people usually ignore them and they change sheets or like give you new towels.
Yeah, don't
anyway.
Throw the towel on the floor and we
yeah.
won't change it.
Yeah, and they still do. The other bit is what I think can be really interesting is gamifying this, right? Like, if you look at the hotel rooms, when a guest checks in, you can actually tell them via mobile or like a smart thermostat or whatever that the last guest who stayed here for the same number of nights, they saved like 30 trees, for example. Can you beat that, right? You can actually prompt them, like push them to do better.
Everybody likes a challenge.
Exactly. And, it plays to the human psychology, but also it feels good to take mm-hmm. part in this.
Sure.
Especially the big brands.
Okay, somebody who stayed in the room for the same number of days only used one bar of soap, for example.
Yeah. Well, I hope they took a shower.
How many bars will you use? You're right. I mean, you're playing on the psychology of the guests, but we all want a little bit of a challenge like that.
Indeed.
And it's fun.
It is.
It doesn't hurt anybody.
No, it does good.
All right, so what are the future plans for expansion for SensorFlow before I let you go?
So we are right now in 7 markets across Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. We're on the way to hit 10,000 rooms by end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do next is start expanding into some other markets like the Philippines here, but also to India and China through partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking at Europe and USA in Q3, Q4 next year.
Right.
So the end of the year target for 2020 is to hit 100,000 rooms. Now, that's a big target, and this is why we
have to. That's quite a big jump.
Yeah. And so why we think we can do this is because we got the right people on board now, mm-hmm. in terms of customers and the team. So if you look at some of the brands that we're working with, you got guys like Accor, you got Hyatt. These are massive worldwide chains.
Sure.
And so what we're seeing now is that network effect. But also, this is a very global product. Like, every hotel in every part of the world has those same KPIs. And, you know, so it's really easy for us to go into a market and start expanding very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're also seeing is more and more partners wanting to work with us in these different markets as well, where they have an established presence, where they have all these hotels, but they need products like us. They need the technology. So we're leveraging on, you know, all of these methods to expand very rapidly. And we got a really sort of strong investor base and strong founding team and early team that's helping us support that growth and grow very quickly.
Well, Sai, I think if anybody's going to be able to achieve it, I think it's you and your team. We've been speaking to Sai Krishnan Ranganathan, founder and CEO of SensorFlow, on The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.